Let's take a look again at this list of aspects that we're working with. Remember, an aspect here is a technical term that means a basic kind of properties and laws. Basic means it can't be subsumed under any other kind without serious incoherence. Neither can it be dismissed as unreal without serious incoherence. And we've just gone through 8 kinds of incoherencies that might plague and bedevil a theory. So let's come back to the list again and ask how this is going to help us understand the natures of the things that we encounter in the world around us. I pointed out that things have properties actively. A rock, for example, has quantitative, spatial, kinetic, and physical properties, whether anybody knows that or not, and whether it interacts with other things or not. But here we have it's passive in the biotic aspect. It's not alive, but it can be part of the process of a living life process of a living thing. And I gave you examples of that. It could be the stone a seagull flies over and drops clams on it in order to smash them open in order to eat. It could be a tiny rock that a bird swallows that goes into its gizzard and it helps grind its food. So it has a relationship with life processes without being alive. It has a relationship to perceptual capacities. It can be seen, but it doesn't do any perceiving. It doesn't do any logical thinking, but passively it can be the object of logical thought. We can distinguish it from other things around it. We can form a concept of it. And it's capable of being formed into something else. We can take that rock, carve it into a statue, and then we have a work of art that's aesthetically qualified, but its material goes no higher than the physical so far as active possession of those properties is concerned. Our theory is going to go ahead and say that all things have passive properties in every aspect. But the highest aspect in which a thing functions actively possesses its properties actively, we're going to call the qualifying function of that thing. And it's the laws of that aspect, the highest in which it has its properties actively, the laws of that aspect are in charge of the internal organization of the object. So for a rock, those are the physical laws. For a plant, they're biotic. And for an animal, it's biotic plus sensory. So all things have properties of every kind passively. And then we distinguish things by the ways by they have active functions, not just passive. So notice that though these are active functions, it's also passive in those aspects, right? It's passive in every aspect. And finally, if we take a human being here, humans are the only things we know of that are active and passive in every aspect. Humans have quantity, occupy space, can move. Our bodies have physical properties, biotic properties. We not only have sensory properties that passively and can so that we can be seen, we can see, we can perceive them. We can think logically and be thought of logically. We can form things into create new objects, artifacts out of a natural material. We can actively, or we can be formed. We can be passively formed into an army, a school, a business, a government, all kinds of things. We have an active linguistic function. We are able to symbolically represent in language other things, other people, other concepts, and communicate them. We can also be spoken of We have social relations that we extend into other people, and we have these actively. Parents to children, for example, family occupying a house, the rooms of the house give away the social standing of the people who live there. The master bedroom is bigger. There's a higher social standing to the parents than to the children. Economically, humans can buy and sell. What is it to make a human an economic object? It's to buy and sell a human being. That's what we call slavery. A general principle that we have here is that since humans exist with active functions in every aspect, it's wrong to treat them merely as an object in any of these aspects. And in the economic, that results in slavery. There's a juridical aspect. Some things are just, some things are unjust. We try to get an order of public justice, and we bind together into states in order to do that. The state is the political organization. The ruling body in the state is the government. It's the government's responsibility to make laws to enforce justice. So we exercise judgments as to whether something is just or not. We can make laws. We can also be subject to them and be arrested by the state if we break the laws. Aesthetically, we appreciate something, say a beautiful work of art. We can create those, and passively we can appreciate them, or human beings can be appreciated. Some of them have extreme aesthetic value, don't they? They're very beautiful. The rest of us just admire. And pistically, we can trust something, and it may be we ourselves who are in some respects trusted to do certain things, particularly if we've made a promise. So human beings are the only things that we know of, the only beings in the universe that exist and actively function in every aspect, in addition to being able to be passive in every aspect. So we call the highest aspect in which something functions as actively, its qualifying function. It qualifies the nature of that thing more centrally than any other aspect. So what is it that we notice particularly about plants? Well, in addition to having physical properties such as a rock, it has biotic ones. The plants grow. They ingest food. They give off waste. They reproduce. They act as living things. So that more centrally locates the nature of that thing than mentioning any other aspect. And it's the biotic laws that are in charge of the internal organization of a living thing taken as a whole. For an animal, it can be psychosensory, could be the limit, or some partial logical functions. And again, these would be the sensory laws that would govern the internal organization of the animal taken as a whole. That's why it's qualified that way. Now, the qualifying function of a thing is our first approximation of its nature. It's the first way to get to the nature of things. It's not the only one. We're going to now look for the qualifying functions of things as we examine them. We're going to ask in what aspects are they passive? Well, the answer to that's all of them. In what aspects do they function actively? That's going to give away a goodly part of their nature. By far, it's not the whole story. It's a start. But that's where this theory is going to start. One final comment. Humans function in all the aspects of life, but don't have a qualifying function. And the reason that they don't in this theory is that this theory reflects a Christian view of human beings. There is something about human beings which is more than all of their functions in these different aspects. The human being functions in them. The laws apply to human beings, but then there is something more to a human being that's not governed by law, that is a center of real freedom. And that something more the Bible refers to with the metaphor, the heart of an individual. And it does not mean the organ that beats in the chest. That's the metaphorical use. That's why it's a metaphorical use. It's the center of the being of a person, the person's very identity. It's where all the person's dispositions and talents and lie and emit from in the course of life. The Bible speaks of the heart as what wills, thinks, believes, desires, including divinity beliefs, including religious belief. It's that we should love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and body. Soul, mind, and body are other parts, names of aspects of human being. At the heart is the central unity. That cannot be qualified by any aspect. It functions in all of them alike, and there is more to it than what functions in all of those aspects and is subject to all those laws. It's at that point that freedom enters the story. Genuine, real, libertarian freedom. Not governed by law, not forced to make this choice, not forced to make that belief, but real freedom of judgment, choice, action, attitude, and so on. That's the start of this theory. We'll continue it next time.